This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Did you see that they're doing a...
Welcome in to Players Only.
Hit somebody in the mouth!
Brought to you by Flight, by Yingling, the next generation of light beer, and by 30 Hop in Lee's Summit and Miriam's Grand Station. Online at 30hop.com. Local beer, American Eats, Big Patio. Here's Chiefs ambassador and Chiefs radio network color analyst, Danan Hughes.
What's good, Chiefs Kingdom? We are back in the building, Players Only, each and every Thursday throughout this Chiefs season, brought to you by Flight, by Yingling, the next generation of light beer, and 30 Hop in Lee's Summit and Merriam's Grand Station, online at 30hop.com. I am your host, Danan Hughes. You can follow me on X, formerly known as Twitter, at DAHughesGuy83, as well as on Instagram at Danan Hughes. The phone lines, the text lines are open, 913-586-7965. As we come to you during the season, this Players Only show, 6 to 7 on Thursdays. The hour-long show is broken up into quarters, just like a football game. In the first quarter, we have to reflect. It's time for us to reflect back on the previous game. I feel like this season is the first season where the reflections are like therapy sessions. I try to speed through this first quarter because, unfortunately, where we are as a Chiefs organization, where we are in the standings, has not necessarily been worthy of some positive reflections on the first quarter of the show. Right now, we are 6-7. You can see my hands. Visualize my hands going up and down. Chris, I see you nodding your head back there. You did not know I was a millennial, that I am down with the 6-7. I guess I can say it. And you know what's what's the most fun about doing that is that it annoys so many people that are above my age of 14. I guess I am... even though today is my birthday, evidently I must have turned 14, 15 years old because I do get entertained still by the whole 6-7. And now we are 6-7 on the season, not where we want to be. We have lost 6 of our 7 games by one score, but this previous game was not. It was closer than the 10-point difference, losing to the Houston Texans 20-10. Some questionable things happened in this game, some things worthy of discussion. I'd love to hear from the fan base here, 913-586-7965. Let's start with the fact that this game was Operation Desperation Mode. I have my notes. As you heard in the open, I am the color analyst for the Chiefs Radio Network. So I'm in the booth next to Mitch Holthus, Josh Klingler down on the sideline, and I have to put my notes together. We'll have our pre-production meetings on Fridays, and my notes right across the top from last week said, Desperation Mode. And that's exactly where we were. And unfortunately, we did not step up to the challenge. I was surprised. Although many people thought Houston was a better football team, obviously the people in Vegas, as well as many around the Chiefs kingdom, did not think that. Maybe the better defense, but I would put our offense against theirs, and special teams, I think, maybe is a wash. And we just did not step up at home at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium, which was so surprising because we had played much better football at home, only losing one game at home this season prior to this last week, and we just couldn't step up. And I thought the defense did a great job. When you consider what we saw exemplified by the defense, the punt, 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 0-for-8 from C.J. Stroud at one stretch. I believe in five possessions they had 2 yards total, having to punt the ball back to us. The Arrowhead Stadium was rocking. The fans were engaged. It was nice and cold, so you felt like maybe it was more icy on the sideline for the Houston Texans. But I give them credit because they stayed within their game plan and they were able to come out victorious. But we, on our side, you lose Wanye Morris early in the game after the first play. Esapole has to come in. You have Jalen Moore already out there. Mike Caliendo already on the field. You get Noah Gray back, and he had 2 drops early. Just didn't seem like we were in sync. We really couldn't muster up anything that really was sustainable throughout the game. Yes, we got the 1 touchdown, but it just seemed like we were never really in sync offensively. I will say this, and it is no way to gauge this, and you would think that being in Kansas City and having to deal with this weather every single season, especially in December, January, and then with the additional games that we've had in January for playoffs and AFC championships, that the weather would not be a factor for us. And then you consider, okay, the Houston Texans, they play inside, they're playing in Houston, doesn't get very cold down there, they practice outside, it's warm, warm, warm. They should be affected more by the cold weather. But I will tell you this from experience. When you play football and you play in cold weather, I grew up in New Jersey, shout out to Bayonne High School, played in Bayonne, New Jersey, went to the University of Iowa, came here to Kansas City, so I wasn't privy and able to play in cold, I should say in warm weather places outside of away games occasionally, but the core of the football that I grew up playing was in cold weather in November in high school, November, December in college, and then November, December, January here with the Kansas City Chiefs. One instance, or I should say one example of when players are playing in the cold and they look like they're cold is when they're not catching the football. And I'm telling you this as a former wide receiver. And there are, the other aspect is when guys don't look like they want to hit the ground. So, for instance, whether you're a defensive guy or you're a special teams coverage guy, when you see guys start bouncing off of guys up high or not wrapping their arms, you don't see that type of play in September or October. When you start to see that is December, when it starts to get sub-freezing, in the 20s and teens like this game was, you start to see guys start protecting themselves. And I will tell you, it is not intentional. It's actually subconsciously you recognize after playing the game and then going watching the film, you look at yourself like, man, I didn't touch the ground. Back in September, I was the dirtiest guy coming off the field looking like Pigpen. And in December, not so much. So when you look back at this game or you think back at this game against the Texans, I think there was a component of us playing like it was cold and Houston not so much. And then us catching the ball or attempting to catch the ball like the ball was a rock and like we were not used to the cold weather. And that was not the case for the Houston Texans for the most part. We dropped so many footballs. We made Patrick look like he was not playing at the top of his game when I think that quite possibly he was the one player offensively on the field for both teams that was actually playing at his best clip, putting the ball in every area where players could make plays. Now, some people may look back at the interception that basically sealed the game for Travis Kelce and that went off his hands and was intercepted as a bad pass. I am here to tell you, if you're one of those people, you've likely never played football. The old rule is, if it touches your hands, it should be caught. If it touches one hand, you can probably get two hands on it. If you can get two hands on it, it should be caught. You are used to back hip throws, back shoulder throws, throws in areas as you come open where you know that the window is tight, so the ball might be a second base throw down and away so that others can't touch it. You have to be, once you spin your head around, you have to be ready for the football at any location within your wingspan and your catch radius in that circumstance. As you run routes, for any coaches that are out there, any parents that have kids that play football, if your son or if your kid or if you have a kid that you're coaching plays wide receiver, tight end, or running back, teach them to spin their head soon as they break their route. Soon as you run your route, you spin your head around, because once your head is around, your shoulders will get around and your hands will be more free to make catches that are not perfectly thrown. If your head is lazy getting around, then chances are your hands are going to be slow and those balls that should be caught won't be caught. Some people might say, okay, well, what about balls that are thrown really hard? Well, those are balls that are caught every single day, 7 days a week, with guys that played positions from high school, college, and definitely in the pros. So there's no excuses, ultimately. It was very disappointing because we are used to seeing guys make those plays. We're used to playing close games and winning close games. Let's remember, we had set a record for 12-0 last year, including the postseason, in one-score games. We went back even to the year before that and had 5 wins of one-score games, setting an NFL record of 17 straight games where we won and were victorious in one-score games. This year, we're 1-6 in those same one-score games. That's a problem. That's an issue. And I think people are kind of surprised. I think the players are kind of surprised. When I get into the locker room and do post-game interviews, they looked, after Thanksgiving, I thought was the worst that they looked in regards to their eyes, their facial expressions. They seemed just dejected. They seemed surprised beyond like, okay, we can shake this off. It almost seemed like they were, like it was a total shocker that they had put themselves in these positions and couldn't come out victorious. Because from a human perspective, think about when you've had success at your jobs, when you've had successes in any field of work or maybe even a recreation that you do, and then all of a sudden you don't anymore. Like immediately do not. And you're doing the same things, you're working as hard, you're making the same sales calls, you're doing all the same kind of work, staying extra, coming in early, staying late, and it's just not working. There comes a time where you look at yourself in the mirror. It may be you look in the throughout your windshield while you're driving to work, or you're parked in the car in front of your office or pulling into your house, like, how in the world did I get to this position? That's exactly the look that I saw in these guys on Thanksgiving and then repeated this past week against the Houston.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Texans. Fortunately, as one of my favorite movies said, Dumb and Dumber, so you're saying there's a chance. There's still a chance, less than 10% chance, and I have to manufacture my excitement because based on how we've gotten to this point, quite honestly, there's not much to latch on to except for the fact that we've seen crazy things happen in the NFL for so many years, even around this organization, where the slightest chance, the slightest opportunity can be made whole, can make things whole. And getting into January football after playing the Raiders at Arrowhead West, we'll be able to see ultimately where we are. Now, the uphill battle is the fact that we're playing all AFC opponents in our final four games, and three of those are AFC West rivals. And each one of them, even the lowly Raiders at the end of the season, would absolutely love to be able to be the team that puts the final nail in the 2025 version of the Kansas City Chiefs. I feel like that might be even more incentive than possibly a playoff bid for two of those teams, the Broncos and this upcoming Chargers team, to be the ones. Maybe they'll put it out on social media. Maybe they'll talk about it in the locker room. I doubt that they'll be smoking cigars like the Raiders did a few years ago when they won. I doubt that they'll be popping champagne or anything like that. But I guarantee you from a player's perspective, once they get back to L.A., once they get back to Denver, once they get out of that locker room, if it happens in Vegas, they will be celebrating in their own pockets with their groups of guys, their wide receiver groups, the defensive groups, et cetera. And I assure you that the conversation will be directed towards, we slayed the dragon, we beat the beast, we nailed them into their coffins, and they are no longer relevant because of us. And we have a chance to change that narrative. We still have a chance to change that narrative. We just got to have a positive outlook, have our leaders step up, and not allow anything negative to permeate within that Arrowhead locker room. It starts now. Desperation 2.0 is upon us after losing to the Texans. and we got to step up to that challenge. All right, when we come back, we got the hot fire, spitfire takes in the second quarter. Next.
You're listening to Players Only with Danan Hughes, brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer, and by 30 Hop in Lee's Summit and Miriam's Grand Station, online at 30hop.com. Local beer, American Eats, Big Patio, on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
Feeling hot, hot, hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Because I spit hot fire.
Woo! I'll call me super hot boy. 100 degrees leather jacket. Because I'm super hot, boy.
All right, Chiefs Kingdom, welcome back to Players Only. I'm your host, Danan Hughes. Follow me on Instagram at Danan Hughes and on X, formerly known as Twitter, at DAHughesGuy83. Back here in the second quarter of the show, and I failed personally to get you Andy Reid post-game. We're going to tackle that after my hot fire takes. So much going on around the world of sports. We can talk about Philip Rivers coming back and being a grandfather. I am a grandfather of four. When I retired, there was really no way, shape, or form that I could have ever jumped back on the football field. I want to give props to him to, one, staying in some semblance of shape. I know around the Chiefs Kingdom, one player that I would say probably in the top five that we would likely never want to give props to is Philip Rivers. But I feel from a human perspective, being able to live out the dream like he had, being on a Hall of Fame ballot, and then having a relationship, staying in some semblance of shape to be able to get back on the football field possibly and assist his friend, former coach, this desperate team in their attempts to get to the playoffs. Now, having said that, we don't want any success for them. They are definitely in our way, and if they can lose two of their final four games and we can win and the stars align, then we'll be in a great position. That's not my hot take, Chris. My hot take, and I feel like I'll probably have to go back to this depending on how things shake out the rest of this season, but I am going to plead. I'm going to beg. I'm going to just basically appeal to the fan base. The Kansas City Chiefs fan base that has been outstanding in the support of this Kansas City Chiefs team. Now, when I mention that support, I'm not talking about this special window of time with Patrick Mahomes and five Super Bowl appearances and three Super Bowl championships and the string of AFC championships that have had to run through the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm also talking about the fans of the 50 years prior to that, or within that, that stuck with us. The reason why I can walk around Kansas City as a Chiefs ambassador and people still want to take pictures with me and have me speak at events and sign autographs is because we have the greatest fan base in the country, in the NFL, because they value us not just what we did on Sundays, Mondays, and Thursdays, but also as human beings. Now, having said that, we're in a dark time. Let's face it, we're in a very uncomfortable, uncharted territory based on our recent history and the successes that we've had, because we are 6-7. I just want to see your face when I say that, Chris. We are 6-7 right now. My grandson. I'm not even done with my hot fire take. I should have waited for that. I know my grandson Daxton is listening. He loves when I'll do that. I'll do that when I get home, when we celebrate my birthday tonight. But my appeal, my begging and pleading to the Chiefs Kingdom, don't be those fans. This is 1 year. This is one season. I would guess that things, maybe I would feel differently, Chris, if we were getting blown out of football games. If we were hot and cold to the point of like the Giants or maybe even some other 6-7 teams where you don't even see any possibilities for the future, never mind what they're experiencing, what you're paying your good money for right now. Don't be those fans. Take it on the chin right now. We're 6-7 after coming off of three straight Super Bowl runs. Let me repeat that. Three straight Super Bowl runs. Don't be that fan base that jumps off the ship, calling for everybody's job, saying we need wholesale changes, all of that. It is possible that this is just a one-off situation where our guys didn't step up in the way we need them to, in the way that other teams combated them, and playing close games and losing could be indicative of the fact that we are just a step off. And we may just need a little bit, just a little something as opposed to wholesale changes. Did I redeem myself? Appreciate that. I'll throw a 6-7 in there just so don't want me. All right. With that, I want to do one quick flashback. I got a chance in postgame to interview Andy Reid, Noel Williams, and Nick Bolton, but I want to go to Andy Reid because I think our leader, the head of this team and this organization in regards to what happens on the football field, I think when he speaks, we need to listen. And here he is right now.
All right, here with head coach Andy Reid. Coach, tough loss.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I mean, the guys battled. We just, probably got greedy on the fourth downs, you know, so we got stuck on those. And we had a couple other things go on, but we got to take care of business there.
Yeah, Coach, I thought you guys came out with some amazing energy, and I could see the passion from you on the sideline as well when things were going up and down. I mean, was that kind of the message throughout this week to come out with that sense of urgency and that passion?
Yeah, listen, the guys did. I mean, they played their tail off. You know, I was proud of some of the linemen that stepped in there and did their job. You know, that's wasn't an easy ask against that defensive line, but held their own. And we got to make a few more plays in there, and you know, you're sitting in a good spot. So I thought our defense played well. Mm-hmm. You know, especially that second half was a thing of beauty. So. You know, offensively, we just need to make sure we pick that up.
Coach, you talk about guys stepping in. Esipole is a guy that steps in. Trent McDuffie goes down. Nobody's expecting Wanya Morris to go down on the first play of the game. But then Noel Williams comes in. So we got the young guys getting this opportunity on this stage.
Yeah, so as you know, it's all about chances. Mm-hmm. So you're given a chance, you take full advantage of it. And a lot of some of the guys did that. I mean, they stepped in and had to fill in situations where they weren't getting a lot of reps in practice and did a nice job with it.
Coach, coming into this game, I made mention that this is one of those games where you watch if guys are giving up, if they're quitting when things get tough. I saw 95 step up with some energy that I hadn't seen in a while. How big was his influence and then the run-stopping ability that you guys had? And you mentioned that stretch for the defense, and I think it was five straight punts and six straight possessions where you guys didn't allow much of anything.
Yeah, it gave us an opportunity to win the football game. And so it just didn't work out that way. We got stalled a few times from our offense, and we got to make sure we take care of that, and we had, you know, obviously the missed field goal, so that was also part of it. But when you're playing against a good team, you got to take advantage of points and field position. All those things become very important. And again, I've got to make sure I put the guys in the right position to do it with calls and or decisions. So we had three of those fourth down plays that weren't successful, and that's my responsibility there.
Coach, what's the takeaway for this game, from this game and moving forward for this Chargers week?
Yeah, so you get yourself ready to go. You never know in this business. So you keep your head high and get to work.
Yeah. Well, thanks for your time, Coach.
All right, no, I appreciate your time.
A lot to unpack there from our head coach, Andy Reid. I thought it was very poignant in regards to his first comments about the fourth down plays getting away from him. The fourth and one is the one that jumps out to everybody. I don't have a problem with whichever direction they wanted to go. I think the safe route, and many people around football, former teammates of mine, friends of mine that I played with at Iowa, text groups, fantasy football leagues that I'm in, say punt the ball. I 100% would be okay with punting the ball there, especially based on how the defense was working. I also don't have a problem with fourth and one on your home field with an opportunity to take the energy from the defense and move the football down the field and maybe put that defense, that highly vaulted defense, on their heels just a bit, would have worked in our favor. I just did not agree with the play call. I thought we have the best fourth down back in the league. We have the best percentage of fourth downs converted in the NFL. And to not put and not have Kareem Hunt in the backfield, at least as a decoy for them to have to game plan, since we were going for fourth downs and had third and shorts where he got first downs, I thought that was just the challenge of that position. We put ourselves behind the eight ball in that circumstance. I'm glad Andy addressed it. There's a human factor that I think we should all be proud about when you have coaches that are not looking for excuses. They stand at the microphone. They admit their mistakes, and you try to grow from that. So going along with my comments and hot fire, spitfire takes, we should be proud of this organization and just recognize that if by chance out this string of playoff success ends after this week or sometime over the next 3 weeks, just chalk it up as one of those seasons and get back into those seats next year, get the season tickets out there, the sponsors, the suite holders, and get ramped up for 2026. All right, halftime of the show, we're down. When we come back, we got the phone lines, text lines open, 913-586-7965.
You're listening to Players Only with Damon Hughes, brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer, and by 30 Hop in Lee's Summit and Miriam's Grand Station, online at 30hop.com. Local beer, American Eats, Big Patio, on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
Auto Parts.
All right, welcome back. I am your host, Danon Hughes. This is Players Only, coming to you each Thursday night during the football season. Hasn't been very many highs on this season, but we're still here, and we're still here to talk about it. We got the phone lines, text lines open, 913-586-7965. Let's go to Dan in KC. What's going on, Dan?
Hey, Danon, how you doing? Happy birthday to you. I'll be 58 2 weeks from Friday. So I have a great birthday today. So, yeah, it wasn't the game we wanted, you know, but then Kareem Hunt had a good game with a touchdown. And I will tell you something, you're right. The Chiefs defense was playing lights out, but even though I didn't agree with the call, I think you should have ran with Kareem Hunt or Pacheco, mm-hmm. you know, but the Texans were minus 2 yards in the third quarter. I would have punted them back and let Stroud earn it, you know. So, you know, but, you know, it wasn't what we expected, but they'll bounce back. I still think the Chiefs will run the table, and now Ravens got to lose one more game, and the Chiefs win out. They'll be in. So let's take care of business with the Chargers. Take care of yourself, Dane. Happy birthday.
Appreciate it, Dan. Thank you for the birthday wishes. Thank you for that. I like that positivity. That is what I'm talking about, Chiefs Kingdom. It's not a time to jump off the boat. It's not a time to abandon ship. It is a time to rally for success. And we are in desperation 2.0 mode right now, and we got to recognize it. And any negative commentary, any pundits that want to talk about this team in a negative fashion, it's just not the time. Like, don't be those fair weather fans. That's why I like that energy from Dan, always bringing the Red Bull, C4, 5-hour energy, Monster.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Sir, whatever it is, always bringing the funk each week. I appreciate you. All right, Big T, what's good?
Yeah, hey, Dan, thanks for taking my call. Happy birthday to you as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, hey, so, you know, it's been a up and down year, but our Kansas City Chiefs over the, you know, these last few seasons, man, playoff games, regular season playoff games, Super Bowls. It's just a lot of football. I think maybe it's just kind of finally caught up to our boys. But just like our boys in blue, if they're not mathematically eliminated, we're all still here for you. At least I am. And, you know, we need some help, but we got to take care of our own business. And, I'm not going to talk about Andy Reid's call or nothing, because there's several things that happened in that game that led up to that. Maybe if the field goal kicker hits his field goal, we're 13-10 and he don't even make that decision, but shoulda, coulda, woulda. The defense lights out. Take my hats off to you guys. Just clean it up. We got to catch the ball, pad to come back. And like I said, one game at a time, we could still make it. And we're always going to be here for our Kansas City Chiefs, win or lose. But let's take care of business this weekend. Let's get a victory. And as always, let's go Chiefs.
Appreciate you, Big T. I think you hit the nail on the head. I would like to go back to that dynamic as far as Harrison Butker. I see there was also a text message about Harrison Butker from the 913. Hadn't missed a kick that at the end of the half. At least the final score would have been a 7-point loss versus a 10-point loss. I would argue that if we score that at that time, the final score might be in our favor, because we wouldn't have necessarily been behind the eight ball. We would have been able to, with a lead, lean a little bit more on the defense. Likely in that fourth down circumstance, we probably would have automatically punted it away. One note that contributes to that, I think it's bogus, I think it's stupid, but it is definitely worthy me mentioning just for kicks and grins. If Patrick Mahomes doesn't make a magical scramble for 9 yards on 3rd and 10, we don't even have to go for it on fourth down. So it's kind of one of those things where, like you've heard me say, my father still says this to me to this day, things that'll make you laugh, will make you cry. The efforts and the magical play of Patrick Mahomes put us in a position to make a judgment, and that judgment wind up not working out. But I will tell you, in regards to the Harrison Butker miss and what has been a theme this season, when we've had opportunities to score before the half, and in this case, we didn't win the coin toss, and they deferred, so they got the ball coming out to open the third quarter. But in the games where we've won the coin toss or the teams opted to receive in the beginning of the game, and we've had those opportunities to score once or maybe twice around halftime, to go into halftime and to come out of halftime, we failed in our losses. There's been a direct correlation to the successes of this team in wins versus the successes or the failures in losses, specifically around the wraparound duo possessions around halftime. Not just by points on the board, but by momentum and energy. If you are able to convert that kick, you go into the locker room after standing out there in 20-degree weather, you go in there on a high, you come back on a high, and the defense takes the field with that same high. When you miss the field goal, you go in on a low, and the other team feels like they won the first half, even though the score might have been tied. So in that circumstance, it's more than just about the points on the board, is my point. All right, from the text group, from the 816, everybody keeps saying, oh, they're tired, too much football, but before the season start, nobody was saying this team was tired. Is being tired a real thing? I don't know if it's a real thing. I will tell you that there has to be some credence to it, a little bit at least, just from a human perspective, not from an excuse perspective. But if you've played the most football in the last decade of any other team in the NFL, and you've garnered the toughest schedule every single season in the NFL, and you've taken the shots, you've bounced back, you've had the injuries, you've had to bounce back. You know, there was a couple of seasons in there where we had our bye week in week six or week five and six and seven. You had to go on a string of basically 20 straight weeks of football to get to the Super Bowl and play in the Super Bowl, then come back right away with OTAs and everything else. Like, we're not making excuses, but just think of it from a human perspective. That's all. So I would say it could be a real thing. I do remember as a player not feeling like I would be able to move until March when we lost in January. Like, I would be able to jog maybe on a treadmill, you know, maybe do a little light lifting, but not really feeling my body was back to normal for at least 30, 45 days after the season. And I didn't even play in a Super Bowl. So it could be a factor. I'm just saying. All right. From the 816, how far is T with anything more than 2 minutes left in the game? You should almost never go for it from your 31. I'm sorry. Well, just the fact that you said almost never tells you that there's opportunities to go for it. Like, I mean, it's a feel type of thing. Again, I don't think that there's a wrong dynamic. I would have gone the safe route. I'm old school. I would have gone the safe route with our defense playing the way it was and punted the ball away. But also, just the only knock I have is that maybe we should have had Kareem Hunt in the backfield and have him at least, whether we faked it to him or we just told the offensive line, look, just be road graders and knock somebody on their behind, get this first down, let's continue this drive. One, I don't think either would have been a bad circumstance. From the 913, I think we are making too many turnovers. That is correct. I think that's true. Three turnovers in this game should not have equated to as close a game as it was. I would also go the extra level of we're not causing any turnovers. We didn't cause any turnovers in that game. We have been 27th in the NFL right now in turnovers caused defensively, and we have to be a team that's predicated on flipping the field, turning momentum, and even though the defense, you can't criticize how they played in this game specifically, on a whole, this team has only created 10 turnovers on the season. We're minus one in the giveaway takeaway after this last game. We have turned the ball over 11 times, which is only tied for sixth in the NFL, but we're 27th in getting the ball back on defense. Like, that, to me, that is a problem. That's something that has to be addressed as well. All right. When we come back, we still got to talk about this Chargers team, as well as we'll tackle a few more of these text messages after as well.
You're listening to Players Only with Danan Hughes, brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer.
and by 30 Hop in Lee's Summit and Miriam's Grand Station. Online at 30hop.com. Local beer, American Eats, Big Patio. On your home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
All right, welcome back to Players Only, the fourth quarter of the show. I'm your host, Danon Hughes. Players Only brought to you by Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer, and by 30 Hop in Lee's Summit and Merriam's Grand Station. Online at 30hop.com. Also remember, 30 Hop has the Sunday ticket, so make your way over there for the Sunday games if you're not able to get to Arrowhead Stadium and watch us live against the Chargers. Make your way to one of those locations. Get you some libations, some great wings, boneless chicken wings. Don't judge me. I am team boneless all the way. I made sure to say that after the hot fire, spitfire take, because Chris is back there filling in for Julio. He's quick to the trigger on the want, want, wants. Everybody judges me. I got Binkley in here. He's coming in here to coach me through this fourth quarter of the show, make sure I make some really good judgments. He's not judging me for being a boneless guy as well. So with the fourth quarter, let me tackle a couple of these. From the 913, we got happy 6-7 birthday. I am not 67. It's just 6-7. There you go, Chris. This is another one for you. And also Barbershop been texting me about me saying 6-7. I'm not 67. I am double nickel, 55 years old today, or 55 years young. Today. From the 913, appreciate that birthday wish. We also had from the text line, from the 660, part of the turnover issue is that we have no pass rush. We're not forcing mistakes. I agree. Our pass rush has been less than stellar this season. Definitely needs to be upgraded, and guys need to be able to get to the quarterback on a more consistent basis. We are standing in the NFL right now in regards to sacks. We are tied for 24th in the NFL with just 25 sacks on the season. So when you couple that with the inability to get off the field on third down, 43% of the time we're 26th in the NFL. And then, as I mentioned, just 10 takeaways. So, yeah, I think that's an issue. I would also, this is a window of time, I think, where you can start watching for evaluation purposes and not necessarily just what's the shiny bright coin in regards to, oh, we're not getting to the quarterback. Oh, Chris Jones is getting double teamed, or George Karloftis is getting ushered upfield, or whatever it is. Charles Omenihu is not being able to run the hump as efficiently as you would like. But maybe look at some of the whys out there and what's happening. And I think this organization has always got their foot on the gas pedal as far as evaluating players in season, evaluating players on other teams, evaluating players who are going to be coming upon free agency, as well as guys that will be a part of the draft. It is a constant moving animal. It's a constant motion in regards to evaluation, and especially if you're a team that is not going to be in the playoffs or potentially not in the playoffs, it's even more amped up in regards to how do you get back to where the standard has been set here in the Chiefs' kingdom. And evaluating the pass rush has to be at the forefront of Brett Veach and Andy Reid's mind going into 2026. How do we get personnel, effort, energy, game plan, et cetera, to the point where we disrupt opponents' passing games? The fact that we are so low in the NFL in third down conversions, and we can mention countless times, not just from this past game, but countless times this season where it seemed like 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8, 3rd and 12, 3rd and 17, 3rd and 18, where teams, and it's not just based on penalties, even though there were a couple of bogus penalties in this last game, it's based on teams making plays in those circumstances when you, and I played with Derek Thomas and Neil Smith and those guys pinning their ears back and salivating at an opportunity when it's 3rd and long. And even Derek Thomas had it on his license plates. He would, if the ball was backed up near the end zone, he would prior to the snap, put his hands together like he was anticipating a sack and making the offense pay for being not only being in a third down situation, but allowing them or having the gall to be in third downs inside your own 5-yard line, knowing 58 was on one edge. I don't see that kind of energy. I don't see that kind of, obviously there's not that kind of production when you talk about Derek Thomas throughout his career having what I believe 126 sacks, Chiefs record. The fact that we don't have those guys, and you would like to see, because of the predictability, I believe of all the third down conversions, the third down and long conversions this season, I saw a stat that only two of them were run plays that other teams converted on third and long. All the other ones were pass plays, including the fourth downs. So to be in a predictable situation where we know in the NFL it's very rare that there are predictable situations, so you got to take advantage of that. Being in those circumstances and not coming through, that's another form of dejection. That's another form of deflation of energy that a team has to deal with in game. Think about Patrick Mahomes sitting on the sideline. Maybe he's already put down the iPad. He's already getting amped up. He's getting words from Matt Nagy and Andy Reid about what we're going to do as soon as we get the ball. Travis Kelce up there doing high knees. The other guys are catching footballs. It's third and 10. They're ready to get back on the field. The GEHA field at Arrowhead Stadium is rocking. Everybody is amped up. They're getting ready to put their helmets on, go onto the field after the punt, and there's no punt because the other team gets the first down. How does that impact these guys mentally and emotionally? That's something that's going to have to be addressed this season, because we can't afford to go back in to 2026 thinking we can do the same thing over and over and get different results. Having said that, we got the Chargers in town. The Chargers come in 9-4. We already know the recipe for success. Justin Herbert playing phenomenal football right now. Tough, hard nose, broken hand, still playing. We need to hit him. Hit him as often as possible. Disrupt him and also account for him in the run game like we did not do back in Brazil in week one. I believe the Chiefs can win this game, keep their postseason hopes alive. Chiefs fans, Chiefs Kingdom, come along with me on this journey. We can get it done. For Chris, I'm Danon Hughes. Players only. We'll be back next week, hopefully after a win. Peace.
You're listening to Players Only with Danon Hughes, brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer, and by 30 Hop in Lee's Summit and Miriam's Grand Station. Online at 30hop.com. Local beer, American Eats, Big Patio, on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.